Moncrief on News Talk.
Yesterday, NUI Galway marked Traveller Ethnicity Day as part of that, released a film to highlight some of the challenges facing travellers who wish to complete third level education. One of the people behind that was Owen Ward from NUI's Galway's Access Centre, and he joins us now on Newstalk. Owen, good afternoon to you.
Hi Sean, how are you doing?
Not too bad. So could you start by telling us, what does the Access Centre do?
So the Access Centre, it works with people from disadvantaged backgrounds to progress into third level education at NUI Galway. So we offer an array of different supports, different pathways into university with regards to different access programs, mature student entry from further education routes also.
Right, okay. And so specifically, if that means if, say, you don't have a leaving cert, that's some other criteria in which you can gain entry.
That's correct. Like for my own, I currently work in the Access myself, Sean, and I'm a member of the Irish Travelling Community. So I was an early school leaver. So I never set my junior certificate or leaving certificate. So while I did do some short courses with the GRETB in Galway, I never actually completed it. So it was through an Access programme. I met the criteria for the Access programme, and that with successful completion of that, I was able to progress into university.
Right.
And from that route, Sean, I was very fortunate that when I went on that program, that I was surrounded by a scaffolding of support and one-to-one, which I really needed, which were absent in my post-primary schooling. And when I got that support, I was able to progress through, and I graduated with an honours in my undergraduate. And then I decided at that time, then, Sean, I became very aware, I realised that education sphere is where I wanted to be, that's where my future would lie. So I decided to train as a post-primary school teacher. So I graduated from that last year. So through the Access programme and through the support of NUI Galway, I went from an early school leaver to becoming a qualified post-primary school teacher.
Yeah, and you're now on the governing authority of NUI Galway as well, as I understand.
Last February, I was elected onto the university governing authority of NUI Galway. And when I was elected, that made me the first member of the Irish Traveller Community to ever sit on a university governing authority in Ireland.
Mm. And you know, on the one hand, that's a great achievement. On the other hand, mm-hmm. does sometimes you think, do I have to be the first traveller who does this and just a guy who goes to university, you know, who's on a governing body of a university?
Well, sadly, Sean, sadly, in one way, you know, it's great that you're getting into these spaces, you know, because sadly, like, I am the first traveller to enter into these new spaces, and I'm not the only one. There's a lot of amazing travellers throughout Ireland that are doing a lot of great work. But, you know, and the truth of the matter is that I am, the spaces that I'm entering, I am the first, you know what I mean? Like, so the governing authority, I am the first, and other spheres as well. But I think through the power of education and through good, solid scaffolding of support for members of the travelling community and other disadvantaged groups, that, you know, I hope in the near future that we'll stop hearing all about the first, you know what I mean? And it'll become common, you know?
Yeah.
It'll just be the norm.
Now, as I understand it, 13% of traveller kids finish second level. Is there an identifiable set of reasons as to why that figure is so low?
Yeah. So I'll answer this, I suppose, with my teacher hat on and being a member of the community as well. Like, when you look at the theory for children to be successful in education, it's the foundation. First Ella Foundation is based on, you know, that relationship between the teacher, the parent and the student, you know, and it's very important to get that right. I don't believe, like, if you look at the outcome, 13%, you know, there's something going wrong there. So to look at that, there's a whole array of different issues going on, Sean. But for me, what I firmly believe in, it's time that we had a new traveller, National Traveller Education Strategy, and that would be able to address them. And a National Traveller Education Strategy that's focused on implementation, Sean. It's okay to have a strategy or a policy, but, like, if you're not strongly focused on implementation of the actions that needs to address these issues, well, then, you know, you have to question, is the strategy worth it, you know?
Yeah. Is there a strategy now?
There is a national, there is one. It's coming up near the end. You know, it's near the end at the moment. It's actually coming up for review.
Mm.
And I think it's time now that, you know, I actually had this discussion yesterday with members of the participants in different travel organizations and professionals who actually brought up this topic to me. And they said that, Owen, we need more focus on implementation. But Sean, like 13% of the traveling community is completing secondary school. You know, less than 1% are going on to higher education. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
we need to do more. Now I'm not taking away from the good work that's already taken place. There is good work being taken place, but we need to have a stronger, firmer approach to tackling this ongoing issue.
Yeah, because, you know, as you say, 13% isn't good enough, clearly.
No, it's not.
And in terms of, like, all the people who are involved in getting that 13% figure up much higher, is it just government? Is it the community itself?
No.
Do they have a role to play?
No, it's all everybody. Everybody has a role to play, John. Everybody has a role. You know, I go back into the theory, the teachers, the parents, the students. And I even say communities and wider society, you know.
Mm.
So for me, as a member of the travelling community, we have a role to play in it too, to support our children, to support the community, to engage more in education. But also the teachers and the educational profession and the government has more to do as well. So it's not just, I'm not putting the issue on one person's lap or on one person's doorstep. I'm just highlighting that there's a lot of key players in this, you know, and we all need to work together to make a stronger and more robust national traveller education strategy that has a stronger focus on implementation of action.
Yeah. Once a student from the travelling community gets into university, once they've, like, jumped over that hurdle or just got a good leaving cert, are there supports that they need on an ongoing basis once they're there?
Well, you know, at NUI Go, what we provide is we have mentoring. So we do one-to-one support with all our students. So we have mentoring, ATS mentoring, which would provide a traveller student would be linked up with another traveller student, you know, to help them. They get IT support. Like in the context of COVID-19, Sean, you know, just this year alone, that was very, very difficult for all the students, the whole education, all spheres of life. But in the context of education, it's very difficult. At NUI Galway, we were able to support our students by we gave out nearly 800 IT laptops. We also did one-to-one support, mentoring, you know. And I think what's very important as well is that a lot of great work has been going on. You know, socialization is a very big part of the student experience. That was taken away this year, you know.
Yeah.
So at NUI Galway, we have the first Traveller Student Society. And I was co-founder of that with Jason Sherlock and Travellers and another travel organisation. And that society kind of helps with that gap. All the travellers, you know, and their allies and their friends, they all meet together online and try to fill in that gap. But while we were on campus, you know, that society kind of was an anchor for us because as a member of the travelling community, your cultural identity is very, very important. And I think there may be, some people may think that, you know, going... You know, that you may be, if you want academic achievement, that you, it's either or, you know, either it's your cultural identity or it's academic achievement. But I always say, and I firmly believe this, be proud of who you are. Be proud of who you are, and you're able to have both. And at NUI Galway, that's our ethos. That's, you know, that's what we firmly believe in, and that's what we're continuing to work on.
I'm puzzled that anyone would even suggest that there was some sort of contradiction between those two things.
I think that it is there, Sean. It is there.
You did mention COVID, so I do want to last ask you about that, Owen. And you know, COVID seems to, and again, travellers are overlooked on this, but it seems to have hit the travelling community particularly hard.
Yeah. I know a lot of the Irish the travel organisations will be dealing with a lot of that. It wouldn't be my remit, Sean, but I know particularly with regards to the context of supporting students. And particularly at NUI Galway, that I know the minister announced on Monday, yesterday, 300,000 funds, and that rollout is happening in the next few weeks. to provide additional support for traveller students. Because a lot of students who are in education or in higher education, like either there are travellers who are living on the side of the road or in halting sites in overcrowded conditions who don't have access to the Wi-Fi, who don't have study spaces, you know.
Yeah.
Mental health issue is already an issue within the traveller community. Like 11% of traveller death is by suicide. If you're a traveller man, you're 7 times more higher to commit suicide than your settled counterpart. Or if you're a woman, it's 6 times higher to commit suicide than your settled counterpart. Now, that was before COVID-19.
Yeah.
So you put COVID-19 in, and you know, we are all aware within the context that like the mental health issues are increasing, you know. So the extra support has been enrolled there. So hopefully, I do believe that fund is a good first step to help to address those issues and to kind of avoid any student stopping progressing into third level education. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, indeed.
But I do believe, Sean, it's the first step. And again, I go back to the National Traveller Education Strategy. I do honestly believe to address the ongoing, I call it a crisis, I'm being honest, an ongoing crisis within education. We need a stronger, more robust strategy that is heavily focused on implementation of the action.
Owen, we have to leave it there. Thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Owen Ward there. He's Programme Coordinator in NUI Galway's Access Centre. That's
Moncrief on News Talk.